We're learning all these sunny tests. Al tetein teferes la'atzmecha, val tiyakar gufcha beinecha, v'taktin es atzmecha. So Rosh seems to be saying three different elements of a nivus. You shouldn't give glory to yourself. You shouldn't make your being yaker. Consider it extraordinary. And you should actively be makdin es atzmecha. So gaiva is a very, very touchy subject. We've all been right that bachur should not work on gaiva. The hatzlacha of a bachur, definition of bachur doesn't mean it ends when he gets married. It means till the person's in the really mevulgar into the next stage. So the hatzlacha, the person, you know, feels strong about himself, feels good about himself. He's going to accomplish. He's going to do that. That motivates a person to accomplish. The guy says, I've been a garnished. So why am I trying? You know, might as well just give up right now. And then he writes, he says, okay, but the mice guy was not a good thing. Clearly from Chazal, there's many places in Chazal where Chazal talks strongly about the importance of a nivus. So Rav Elba writes that there are three things which a person if has naturally occurring in his life as a yeshiva bachur, which will help with the gaiva. The first one is tefillah. A person comes to tefillah, stands in the presence of the Bari Olam, is aware of how small and limited and insignificant and puny he is compared to the Kel Tomim Deos, like the Rambam's Lashon. And if he really is brought into that reality, it causes him to be, you can't be Malgaiva when you realize how much you have nothing, everything comes from a Kodesh border. Number one. Number two, Shimus Tamid Chachamim. He says a person interfaces with bona fide Tamid Chachamim and realizes how much there is to know and how much he doesn't know in the world of knowledge and hanhagas, and he sees. I had this order when I was in Tel. Somebody asked, like, you know, when are you going to leave already? I was pretty young when I left Tel. I was 37. A lot of people left before that. So somebody asked, like, you know, like, when are you going to move on? You know, I was very happy living in Tel. My rabbi kicked me out. Made me go. So I said, you know, people would ask me my opinion on things already. I was getting a little bit older. You know, Bachman would ask, they looked at me like this, like, you know, old man, you know, like my opinion on different Ashkof issues, current events, etc. He says, Kol Zman, I present my Ashkofa, and then I go to hear a shmooze from one of my rebbeim, and he presents a totally different angle that I didn't even think of. I want to stay. Because it's very good to remind you how much you don't know. You would ask an eitz on something, even discuss an eitz, you go, you know, well, what about A or B? And she was sitting and says, what about C? Think of that, right? So that's very good. Your interface with these people, it's a tremendous, it reminds you of that there's so much more to still to accomplish and to learn and to know. It's the second point. I mentioned by the Siyum, the Reinim Rizatzal. So, I said over a vort from that I heard from Herschel Schechter Shlita from Yeshivas from Yitzchak Hana. Right? Machana Rietz. Right? So that he pointed out that we could both have 613 mitzvahs, but knowing what's important, what you have to stress, where you can move out there, prioritizing, etc., that's what makes a big difference. Says a philosopher was one time asked, like, you know, most of the things you're saying are really found in other books, so what's your Kiddush? He said most of the words that poets say are found in dictionaries, so what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is the order that you put them in. So I once had an event having a conversation with a person who's involved in an open Orthodox approach to Judaism. She said, I don't really see the big difference between the two of us. She says, we both don't tear toilet paper on Shabbos. That was the line that he used. So that's a true statement. We both don't put toilet paper on Shabbos. I was happy to hear that he doesn't tear toilet paper on Shabbos. But the real issue is knowing where to put your priorities. Shemesh Shemitah Chol is what gives you that. You're learning from a sefer, you don't know that. Knowing that you have limited amount of time, what do you focus on? You have a situation where you're only going to be able to accomplish X. What's the important things you need to get across? And those type of things. The balancing the conflicting needs, values, ashkafas, etc. in different situations, that's a tremendous rule which you're not going to get from a book. So the second one is Shemitah Chol. So the third one is learning with the Chavrusa. Every time a person goes to the Chavrusa, they're reminded that they don't always get it right. And you could be quite a Talmid Chacham, but you still don't always get it right. And your Chavrusa, who might be younger than you, does get it right this time. And the ability to be comfortable with that and to admit that, and say, you're right, I'm wrong, thank you so much for clarifying that for me, I'm so happy now, requires a tremendous amount of anivus. So those are the three things which he says that naturally occur in a bachur's life that will allow him to remain an onav even if he's not working on anivus and on gaiva. But the truth is, especially in that last one, and even the one before that, I believe that the biggest impediment to admitting to your Chavrusa Pemole that he got it right and you got it wrong, as opposed to saying you're arguing with the Chavrusa, you're going at it, they're yelling at each other, right, and you realize that after this tournament argument of yelling and screaming and calling your Chavrusa names, how stupid he is, that he's right and you're wrong. So you say, I hear. That's the quote. To say, you're right and I'm wrong is pushing, it's agony. It's pushing, not shy. It's almost, the person, if he had to give up his life before he would say that, come on. So why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? The answer is because we're vulnerable people and we put our value, we tied it to our pshat in the Gemara. So now when my pshat in the Gemara is wrong and I have to admit that I'm wrong, it's not that my pshat is wrong. I'm diminished as a person because I got the pshat wrong. The person is totally comfortable with the fact that who he is, no problem admitting that I got something wrong. People make mistakes all the time. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not less of a person because of that. When I have low self-esteem, I tend to tie my self-esteem to how people perceive me. People think that I'm right and I'm intelligent, that I'm valuable. People think I'm not valuable. Being not valuable is dama nefesh. I need to feel good about myself. I need to feel that I have what to offer to the world. Chassid Levenstein says every person needs a spoonful of kumin every day. Everybody has to know that they're valuable. The more valuable that you know that you are, the more you do not need to tie that to whether you're right or wrong. So you can admit that you're wrong. So the hanhaga of anivus is not a steerer to the concept of self-esteem. The person who has low self-esteem has to act as a balgaiva to build himself up, because nobody wants to feel bad about themselves, that they're worthless, they have nothing to offer. So he makes this projection to the world of how wonderful he is. This way he'll feel good about himself, because people will tell him how wonderful he is. So the issue is not covered. The issue is being right of after covered, which means I'm asking you to give me the covered, as opposed to knowing that I have it intrinsically and getting it from outside of myself. I know I have it internally, but if I'm right of covered, means I'm asking you to give it to me. It means I don't have it. That's that's when the person becomes a Balgaim. Because that's how he feels. So that person feels very threatened by being wrong, and he will react vehemently not to admit that. So the Chavos Lubavitch writes in the beginning of Shar HaKaniyah that a person does not know his value and therefore he's muchna because he thinks he's valueless. He says that's the same thing as behemoth, and you can only use the word hachnoa in that phrase simply because it's a borrowed language from what an animal does. But there's all the value to it other than that. If you're like a behemoth, so that's not how a human being has hachnoa. The Rebbe Yarden and Shari Avoda, his first piece is that a person has to know his value. He has to know his chashivas. If I really think I'm valueless, then so who cares what I do? The worthless person is worthless. He has no value what he does. I know I'm valuable. I know that I'm chashiv. I know the Bereshim thinks highly of me and expects something of me. Oh, so now I need to act like that. Do I deserve to get praise because of that? That's already an issue of gaiva. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That I'm valueless, that I'm worthless. That's not an issue of anivus. That's an issue of not understanding reality. They once asked the Rebbe Chanan, he said, he was very close with the Chofetz Chaim. He says, the Chofetz Chaim was known to be a tremendous honor. Like, did the Chofetz Chaim know who he was? I mean, Chofetz Chaim was the Chofetz Chaim. So he says, I heard from the Chofetz Chaim multiple times that I am a cry for the whole generation. The Chofetz Chaim knew what role he played in Goliath, so he wasn't a fool. He knew who he was. He said, do I deserve to get recognition for that? That's a different story. That's a gaiva issue. But knowing what role I play in Goliath, so if you deny that, that's not being an honor, that's being a fool. That's shutting your eyes to reality. The Chofetz Chaim, he didn't think he deserves to get any recognition for that. But that he's a great person amongst Klai Yisrael, and he has what to offer to Klai Yisrael, and he has responsibility for Klai Yisrael. He knew that. So sometimes people confuse the world of Anivus to having a feeling of a lack of self-worth. That's not the point. It's being comfortable enough with your self-worth that I don't need anybody else to give me recognition. And then I look between myself and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, well, there's so much more I have to do. Well, why am I focusing on how wonderful I am? There's so much more that I need to do. But I'm not discounting what I've done and the value that I have. The Bershom is Mesiachas with me. Bershom is Mesiachas with me because he thinks I'm valuable. So a person has to internalize that and recognize that, and then from that vantage point, then deal with, okay, so what am I doing to play out that trust the Bershom has in me, that in my value, am I using it properly, am I doing it? That's where you're measuring yourself. And if you come up deficient, which usually we do, so I have to focus on that and be aware of that. So that's where Nevis is. But to say that I'm valued, I have nothing to offer to the world, the guy really believes he has nothing to offer to the world. He's so worthless, he's nothing to offer to the world. Usually those people attempt to get off the world. Like, what am I here for anyway? Why am I living through all this pain and frustration when I have nothing to offer anyway? Someone might as well just let me off. So an important point over here, the Rosh says that don't think that you should get glory, right? Which means that you should strut around hoping to get recognition. Do not think, that I'm such a chashev person, it's a possible to do something. Because the great man is the person who gives up his seats. The people who aren't great and want to show that they're great look where they're sitting, refuse to give up their seat. The great man is, I'm diminished. They said the Chavos always brings that they once asked a male of Gadol that, they ended up one time, going somewhere incognito. He says, if you're the Melech, he says, I'm the Melech whether people recognize me as the Melech or not. I'm still the Melech. I don't need your recognition to know that I'm the Melech. If I need your recognition, then I'm not a Melech anymore, because I'm subservient to you. So that's al tayakar gufcha beinecha. I don't need to make it so precious that I can't give it away and do for others. But then there are moments where you have to actually diminish yourself. But that doesn't mean that the person should see himself as being worthless.